Do you enjoy adding a touch of style to your home's interior? Let me know in the comments below. In today's video, I'll be unboxing and reviewing the Xiaomi Smart Tower Fan 2, while sharing why I chose this over a conventional stand fan. Quick disclaimer, this video is not sponsored. Alright, let's unbox this fan. The Xiaomi Smart Tower Fan 2 comes in a long rectangular carton box with a few key features listed on the outside. Inside, the fan and its parts are securely packed in white foam to prevent any movement or damage during transit. A nice touch for added protection. When you open the box, you'll find a base, which is split into two semi-circular plates along with a small set of tools for assembly. The main tower fan unit is also included, along with a manual. However, it's worth noting that the manual is in Chinese, as this is an import product. One important detail to keep in mind is that the plug is a 2 flat pin type, so depending on your region, you may need an adapter to use it. To assemble the fan, you first combine the base plates and attach them to the bottom of the fan. Then, you secure the base with the 2 included screws. Once that's done, you plug in the power adapter, and just like that, the fan is ready to use. Now, let's talk about the specifications of the Xiaomi Smart Tower Fan 2. This fan is constructed with a durable ABS shell, offering moisture-proof and corrosion-resistant properties, ensuring longevity and reliability. At just 3.5 kg, it's lightweight and easy to move around, which adds to its convenience. Standing at a height of approximately 1 meter, the fan's default oscillation angle is 150 degrees, allowing it to effectively ventilate a wide area. The front grille features a width of about 6.9 millimeters, which I measured with a ruler, more or less accurate to that dimension. In terms of power, the fan has a rated power of 24 watts and operates with an output voltage of 12 volts. Noise levels are a key feature. The maximum noise level is 59.7 decibels, while the minimum stays below 30 decibels, comparable to the quiet ambience of a library. For controls, you'll find the manual buttons conveniently placed on the top of the fan. If you are looking for more advanced customization, the Xiaomi Mi Home app allows you to tweak additional settings by connecting the fan via Bluetooth. Now, let's test the fan's airflow strength. To do this, I've prepared a strip of paper, partially shredded, to act as a wind detector. I've positioned the paper just over 2 meters away from the fan. For accuracy, I measured the distance using my trusty Xiaomi Smart Laser Measure. The fan has 4 manual speed settings, and I'll go through them one by one. Starting with speed 1, the airflow is gentle, and you can just see the paper moving slightly. At speed 2, there's a noticeable increase in airflow as the paper flutters more visibly. By speed 3, the airflow is significantly stronger, as you can tell from the movement of the paper strips. Of course, this demonstration is just a rough estimation of the fan's performance. Environmental factors can affect the results, and this isn't a controlled lab test, so take this with a pinch of salt. Now, let me share why I decided to buy this fan. I needed a fan for an area in my house that lacks proper ventilation and often gets uncomfortably hot. I also didn't want something that would take up too much space, even though it's placed in a corner. After doing some research, I found this tower fan to be the perfect choice. Its slim and sleek design fits seamlessly into my home's interior, and its compact form makes it ideal for small spaces. That being said, no product is without flaws. For instance, the fan's connectivity is region-locked to China. While I could change the region in my Mi Home app to make it work, doing so would disrupt the settings of my other smart devices. Personally, I don't mind using the manual controls instead of the app. Another limitation is that the airflow direction is fixed. The grille cannot tilt up or down, which means the air flows straight. If you're lying on the floor or standing, the airflow may not always reach the desired height. Despite these drawbacks, the fan fulfills my primary need, ventilation and cooling. Its sleek design, lightweight build, and affordable price make it a great addition to my home. That's it for now. I may revisit this product in the future if there's more to share. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Be sure to check out my other videos, and I'll see you in the next one.